Ciao! Kumusta tayo? Hey everyone, my name is Gail Arañego and I am your host for this podcast. Ciao! Kumusta tayo? As we are all adapting to the impact of this pandemic, I realize the healing power of this simple word, kumusta. I believe there is magic in the spirit of collectivity. There is a strong connection in tayo. Hindi ako, hindi ikaw, hindi sila, tayo. Because you know what? We've got this. So join me as we dive into more kamustahan, exploring how words can heal, encourage, and bring sunshine to each other's lives. Love and light, Carissimi miei. Hey everyone, welcome back to Ciao, Kumusta Tayo, the podcast. We are in season 2. I am your host, Gail Arañego. For anything else, I want to share my grateful heart again to you guys. Thank you so, so much for tuning back. Salamat, salamat sa yakap. Today, I am joined by a very special guest, a dear friend of mine, one with vibrant and colorful soul. I am blessed to cross paths with. We call each other Kambal, no other than Jessie Palihon. Welcome to the podcast, Kambal.
Thank you, Kambal. I miss you.
Miss you too, Kambal.
It's been a long time.
Oh my God, it's been a long time. So, kamusta naman tayo nowadays, Kambal?
Okay naman tayo. Ngayon, nag-work na ako. After a long time na nawalan trabaho, ngayon, I work as a cashier in supermarket, Carrefour Express.
Wow.
And I am enjoying the work kasi, you know, I love being with people. And being cashier, laging iba-iba yung kaharap ko. So, I'm enjoying it.
Tsaka, ang daming buongiorno, no? Ang daming grazie every day. Imagine that.
Oo. Alam mo naman tayo, lahat mag-greet. Ayan. Tapos, lagi daw kailangan nakasmile kahit nakamask. So, ayun. Sobrang, yun tayo eh. Yun na yun. Personality.
Nag-swak sa personality mo yung nakuha mong work. Wow. Blessing, yeah. blessing. I wanna start this podcast, Kambal, since we are both in Italy, no? So, kailan ka dumating ng Italia?
Bali, dumating ako ng Italia is July 2012, summertime.
Ah, so hindi masyadong nagbago yung ano, yung pakiramdam mo kasi kami kasi ni Ai, no? November. So, coming from tropical country, lamig. So, yung summertime. So, hindi masyadong walang shock, you know, weather shock.
Yes. Medyo slow yung transition nung sa amin.
Siguro lang yung isa dun sa bago is, dito kasi sa atin, sa Italia, parang 9 PM na ng summertime. Ang liwanag pa, di ba?
Yes, may araw pa. Parang gustong-gusto mo pang gumala, di ba?
Kung may energy.
Bike.
Si Evero. So, speaking of coming to Italy, kung natatandaan mo, what's that first act of kindness, Kambal, na na-receive mo the moment you came here sa Italy?
Ayun. So, first act of kindness. Actually, gusto ko i-consider yung act of kindness na to na ginawa sa amin or sa akin kahit beforehand pa lang ako dumating kasi talagang pagdating ko dito napaka-essential nung ginawa ng tao na yun, which is Tito Henry Bernardino from Vigevano, no? Siya yung nag-help sa parents ko na makipag-coordinate sa hospital ng Vigevano, no? Para ma-process yung pag-accommodate nila sa akin sa dialysis. And yun, everything. Magkaroon ako agad ng medical base. Ayan. So, sila yung tumulong talaga. So, it is a very special act of kindness kasi during our flight going to Italy, medyo it's a very rough travel na halos natulog na lang ako just to ma-pass ko yung travel na yun. Ma-survive ko yung travel na yun. And talagang parang napaka-importante na afternoon, pagkarating ko ng Italy, madialysis din agad ako.
Oo. Kasi nga, bago ka pumunta dito, kasi nagda-dialysis ka na eh, no?
Yes.
Anyway, before tayo pumunta dun sa dialysis journey mo, no? Na-mention mo, of course, ang ating city, ang iyong first city where you live, no? Is Vigevano, no? Since you are residing in Bologna ngayon, so if I may ask, Kambal, ano yung mga things na nami-miss mo or na-miss mo dito sa Vigevano?
Ayan, isa sa mga na-miss ko actually is ano, our Friday dates.
Yeah.
Ayan, kung naaalala mo. Kahit ano, labas lang coffee, ayan, chikahan while having coffee, while doing something else. Ayan, sobrang na-miss ko yon. And of course, ang Kong Pilbig, sa totoo lang talaga, na-miss ko via belonging to a community. Ng mga Filipinos na sobrang active, may mga iba't ibang klaseng program na-enjoy yung mga party na ganon. Kasi dito, aside from the community where I am right now, parang for La Chiesa or outside of church, wala na akong ibang nakakasama.
O, kapito. Mm-hmm. So, yun nga. Namiss ka rin naman namin, Kambal. Kasi nawalan kami ng isang host. Like, really, yung vibrant host namin, nawala. Pero syempre, kaya ka naman namin tawag-tawagin habang may pandemic. After na nung pandemic, welcome na welcome ka naman sa ating Fridays and another kind of hosting.
Ayun. Tsaka lalo na pala yung ano, movie dates natin na talagang nagtataksi pa tayo papunta ng kabilang part ng kabilang province para lang makapag-movie.
Oo, sa Parona pa talaga kasi, di ba? Sa kampanya po kasi kami nakatira, yung Vigeva, no? So, unlike Milano, may mga metro, no? Dito po, pag walang pass, taxi. Anyway, for the love of movies, no? Talagang magta-taxi.
Yes.
So, I've mentioned that you are currently residing sa Bologna. And honestly, yes. Kambal, once I think pa lang ako nakapunta dyan, parang alayo, no? Since as SFC, nagkaroon tayo ng conference. And one lang talaga. So kasi from, alam mo yun, from Milan to really dun sa place kung saan tayo nag-conference. So hindi pa talaga ako nakapag-gala dyan. No? Hindi ko pa na-explore yung Bologna. So Kambal, yeah, if you can tour me around, where will that be and why?
Ano, siguro yung isa sa famous dito na lugar na talagang pinupuntahan din nila. The name is parang Basilica di San Luca.
Mm.
Although, usually na mga pupunta dito, inaakyat nila yung stairs na talagang sobrang effort ng pag-akyat. Eh, pero being, knowing na clumsy tayo parehong dalawa.
Oh my God, yes!
So, iti-take natin yung trinin, no? Para ma-enjoy mo rin yung view going up doon ng ano.
Okay, parang nag-settle down naman yung heartbeat ko doon na may trenino pala.
May trenino naman. Parang, para ma-enjoy. Kasi pataas siya ng ano, ng bundok. Nandun yung church, yung basilica. Tapos, during, kapag mga Lenten season, yung Easter Sunday, isa siya sa, ano, inaakyat para mag-rosary ng mga nag-devotees. Tapos, one trivia about that, yung Madonna nila doon, Madonna di San Luca, if I'm not mistaken. Binababa nila yon every time. Parang, I think for the rain or something.
Ah.
I'm not very familiar kasi hindi ako maano. Pero ano papansin ko kasi, after nun, umuulan. After nila may baba si Madonna di San Luca. Oo. Umuulan.
Nakapunta ka doon, pero Kambal.
Oo. Laging, ano, laging by car or by trenino.
It was pa tayong accident.
wala pa, hindi pa ako nagkakaroon ng courage na ano, akyatin siya kasi talagang mukhang kailangan ng puspusang panalangin at ano, effort.
Prayer talaga at faith. So, why Kambal?
Kasi, doon makikita mo yung ano, overlooking ng city ng Bologna. Tapos, ang solemn ng lugar and bilang I've known you for being a very spiritual person na talaga namang gumagawa ka din talaga ng paraan for your spiritual growth dati pa man din.
Uh-huh.
Eh, feeling ko ma-appreciate mo yung play.
Wow. Thank you, Kambal. Well, speaking of spiritual growth, no? And speaking of cities then, so we have this one city in particular where we found a community that made us feel like, you know, a family and at home, no? And that's in Milan. Kasi
Yes.
SFCs tayo. So, true. When you say yung sa spiritual growth ko kasi, I just want to shout out your name kahit kausap na kita. Kasi, Kambal, ikaw talaga yung nagsabi sa akin that moment, 2014, if I'm not mistaken, right? Sabi mo, Kambal, attend tayo ng CLP. And I was like, oh, yes! Tayong dalawa lang, no?
Start tayo yata ng December. Ay, no, November. November yung start.
November yung start ng CLP. So, okay, let's reminisce back to when we attended our CLP to be an SFC of Milan, no? So, how do you remember that day, Kambal? Tirecord, di ba? Kung may funny moments tayo nun, di ba?
Medyo, naalala ko siya, lalo na sa prototo dahil doon sa funny moments. Ayun. So, first of all nga, dahil hindi rin ako masyadong marunong sa Milan noon. So, naisip talaga din kita invite. Tapos, being nga na nagkakashare na about our spirituality before.
Mm-hmm.
So, na-invite ta. Then, nung pumunta na tayo ng Milan, I have the address actually dahil na binigay sa akin ng kasama ko sa office. Anong nangyari? Parang, if I'm not mistaken, nagpunta tayo ng Centrale muna. Tapos, hinahanap natin, sumakay tayo ng 90 or 91. Tapos, parang nagpabalik-balik tayo ng hindi na natin, natatawa na lang tayo kung saan tayo pupunta.
Tayo ng dalawa lang, diba? Tanda mo.
Tayo ng dalawa lang. Tapos, in the end, pagdating natin dun sa venue, tapos na halos yung tapos na halos yung CLP.
Sobrang funny moment siya. Alam mo kasi, tanda mo, Kambal, nung pabalik tayo from the venue to Centrale, we were like, oh my God, sumakay-sakay pa kami. Lalakadin lang pala to.
Sobrang ilang minutes na walk lang pala.
Like, doon lang talaga siya sa angulo, di ba? Yung parang, okay. Kasi, actually, isang sa naaalala ko, Kambal, kung bakit medyo narito tayo. That moment kasi, ang daming deviatsyone, ang daming kailangang gawin ng mga metropolitana kasi ang lakas ng ulan, especially nung first day talaga natin umatind ng CLP.
Mm-hmm.
So, madami talagang naging ibang way.
I remember yung realization natin noon na talagang parang may pumipigil sa atin that time na maka-attend sa CLP. So, nung finally na natin siya, talagang ginaid pa rin talaga tayo.
Yes. Tapos, gusto ko lang i-add kasi sobrang memorable siya, no, Kambal. Patapos na siya almost. Kasi medyo nakakainan na, no? Tapos wala pa kahit isang SFCs. Kasi that moment, may activity sa labas.
Mm-hmm.
Tanda mo yun?
Medyo.
Yung isa sa naging, alam mo yun, malaking big impact sa akin. I'm sure sa'yo din kasi whenever nagkukwentuhan talaga tayo, lagi sila nasa, kwentuhan.
I think I know.
Diba? I know
what you're gonna say.
I can see how your eyes sparkle. Kasi that moment, si Tita Mean
and
Tito Leo talaga yung nandun, yung nag-yumakap sa atin. Yung parang...
Nag-discussion group leader sa atin.
Oo, diba?
Oo, parang ganun.
Iba yung welcoming, diba? Yung nanay at tatay talaga natin.
Yes, coordinator agad tayo eh.
Oo, ngayon para okay, Lord, sulit na sulit yung pagkakaligaw namin. Kasi yung nag-welcome sa amin, coordinator talaga namin. Yun, sobrang feel at home, tsaka sobrang another level of family, no? Iba talaga
yung... Parang mas close yung knit natin actually kina Tita Mean kasi nung time na yung nag-CLP tayo, yun din yung time na nag-start sila being SFC coordinator ng Milan.
Yes.
Kaya, so parang very remember. Magkakasama tayo sa journey.
Exactly. Oo, kaya siguro, alam mo yun, connected. Since pinag-uusapan natin yung starting natin o the way we started, no? I-shout out natin yung ating classmates that moment. Ate Lod, tsaka si...
Brother Rhymes!
Apat tayo na, di ba?
Oo, apat.
Kasi kasi whenever we take selfies sa mga events after that, 'di ba, laging okay, batchmates.
'Di ba? Tayo apat lagi yung batchmates, kahit wala yung isa, i-edit natin para kasama. Remember that.
Tapos kasama sa tag, 'di ba? Oh, yes. The tagging moments. Nakakamiss yung events ng SMC.
Sobra.
Ay, matapos na sana talaga itong pandemic. Anyway, speaking of ano pa rin, like SFCs, no? As a part of SFC, I mean, we have attended conferences, di ba? Sobrang blessings talaga yung lahat ng conference na yun. Tapos, if I may ask, Kambal, what's the most memorable conference you've attended and why?
Alora.
Ang dami mo pag-pretendian. Nag-iisip ka talaga.
Oo. Pero I was actually torn between Paris, syempre, una sa lahat. And Love Paris more? And Assisi. Mm. Love More and Daybreak. Mm. Syempre, sa Paris, dahil first of all, magkasama tayo.
Yes, of course.
Ayun. Tapos, second, very na-appreciate ko yung na-award ako na ano, most inspiring delegate. So, hindi ko expected kasi hindi ko alam na may mga ganun. And then, parang ano, very naalala ko talaga siya kasi naging struggle din sa akin yung pagpunta doon kasi medyo sumasama yung pakaramdam ko. But even though na ganun yung nangyari, parang it's ano pa rin, naging very blessed ako noon kasi I've met a lot of people, tapos I've learned din talaga yung about dun sa team natin noon na Love More.
Mm, sobra.
And parang basalo akong ginanahan na maging active SFC member and na-inspire din talaga na mag-serve para sa SFC during that time. Tapos sa Assisi naman, kaya ako siya naging isa din sa option.
Memorable.
Is, oo, napaka-memorable din. Kasi, well, during Paris kasi, I was merely an audience. And dun sa Assisi, nagkaroon ako ng time to serve, to share my talent, time, and treasure. Kaya, kaya very, ano, memorable sa akin.
Memorable.
Yun. Yung fire talaga of service.
Yeah.
Nag-alab siya dun, Kambal.
Ah, so sad I missed that kasi hindi ako nakapunta doon, honestly. Mm-hmm. Pero sa akin kasi memorable din talaga yung Paris. Kasi talagang that moment, ano, sobrang laki ng impact sa akin ng Love More. Alam mo yan?
Oo naman.
Spiritually, emotionally, nasa reinvention moment ako noon. I was like, I'm so blessed kasi in that period, I felt that I was closer to God. Ayun. And of course, having SFCs as, you know, ang dami talagang mentors. Ang sarap sa paramdam. Sobrang higpit na yakap yung naramdaman.
Tapos from the teachings, sharings, tapos may mga nag-proposal pa para sobrang overload ng mga iba't ibang klaseng feelings and learnings and emotions.
Yeah, oo nga. Yes, si Kuya Mox. Diba? Nag-proposal sa doon. And I think, yung sabi mo nga yung fire na nag-alab, Kambal, is medyo ilan kasi yung ginawang activities na nakapag-participate ako sa Paris. So,
yes.
Isa doon yung, alam mo yun, ang dami naming hinakot doon na certificate, ha?
Totoo, talagang hinakot ng Italy ang, ano, ng SFC Italy ang mga awards.
Yeah. Wow, such memories. Speaking of being SFC, Kambal, no? Do you think being an SFC strengthen your relationship with God?
Oo naman, sobra. Because laking pasasalamat ko talaga din sa SFC dahil nabigyan pa nila lalo ako ng chance na mag-grow yung faith ko kay God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And na magtiwala ko ano yung plans niya sa akin dahil na rin sa ano sa mga payo at pangaral ng aking household leader dati na si Kuya Mox.
Mm-hmm.
And of course nga ng ating coordinators na talagang almost parents na rin talaga natin na sina Tita May and Tito Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Mas nilapit nila ako kay God. Feeling ko nga if if not for the community, not for those people, baka may mga times na nag-give up ako in life.
Mm-hmm.
Pero dahil nandyan sila, nandyan kayo, nandito ako hanggang ngayon.
I love that. I love that gratitude mindset, Kamba. Game changer siya, di ba? So, moving forward, so when I met you, Kamba, you are already doing dialysis for your kidneys.
Yes.
Na-meet kita kasi nga, nasa isang community tayo. So, when I met you, you are already doing your dialysis, which is twice a week in the Philippines and thrice dito sa Italy.
Correct.
So, since na-experience mo siya both, no, Kambal, without doing comparison, no, kasi I'm sure madaming pros and cons, no?
Mm-hmm.
At magkaibang lugar, of course. So, my question is, based dun sa experiences mo doing dialysis in the Philippines, no, and Italy, if there are three things that you appreciate the most about doing dialysis in the Philippines, ano yun?
Ako, una sa lahat, and napaka-importante, yung mga dialysis nurse kasi sa atin, lalo na yung experience ko dun sa SPC na dialysis center, San Pablo College of Medical, something.
Yo, alma mater.
Yeah, alma mater, nakalimutan ko, di ba? Ayun, nope. Napaka-compassionate nila, napaka-caring nila. Nararamdaman mo talaga na hindi ka iba. Kasi syempre, na twice a week kayo nakikita. So, every time na I feel parang nag-chills ako or nagka-cramps, ganyan. Or basta pag hindi maganda yung pakiramdam ko, mm-hmm. They're very empathic, sabihin natin. Mm-hmm. And napaka-caring nila. Mararamdaman mo, by touch pa lang nila. Na nag-care sila sa iyo. Sobrang kaya siguro talagang the best na laging hinahanap din na caregivers yung mga Pilipino eh. Kasi napaka sobrang mag-alaga. Alam mo may pagmamahal na kasama.
Sa puso, galing sa puso, no? Hindi
yes, galing sa puso.
Work lang to, gagawin ko to. Hindi ayun siguro talaga nasa dugo nating mga Pilipino yan. Mapagmahal tayo. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ayun. So, ang na-appreciate ko pa na about sa dialysis sa Pilipinas is kahit magkakaharap kayong mga pasyente and you're all suffering the same thing, alam mo yun, there's still time to laugh.
Yeah.
There's still time to have light moments. Then, during the holidays, lalo na especially ngayon malapit yung holidays, naalala ko, yeah. Nagkakaroon kami ng parties, na exchange gift, ganyan. Tapos na and nagkaroon din ng intimate bond between the patients, hindi lang with the nurses. Ayun. And siguro lastly, yung pang third ay kasi sa Pilipinas allowed kumain. Habang nagda-dialysis.
Okay.
Sabi nila, lahat doon, habang nagda-dialysis ka, Jollibee, ang kanya-kanya order ng mga pasyente, Chowking, McDonald's. Kung anong gusto mo daw. Ayun. So, yun yung three things.
Okay. That's nice. So, when it comes naman, no, sa experiences mo doing dialysis sa Italy, if there are three things that you appreciate most about doing dialysis in Italy, ano naman yun?
Okay. Although some of these things ay contrary to the experiences in the Philippines, na-appreciate ko siya actually. Ayun.
Okay.
Dito sa Italy, kapag hindi ka masyadong naging good sa iyong pagda-diet or sa... Kasi limited yung liquid intake ng mga dialysis patients.
Yes, yes.
Sinesermonan ka nila. Talaga ng bongga-bongga. Which is, na-appreciate ko siya dahil, syempre, talagang it will help you to discipline yourself.
Para din naman may, sa inyo.
Yes, totoo. May hihiya ka na na papagalitan ka. Ganyan. Kasi, syempre, siguro doon nila nilalabas yung care nila.
By tough love. Kumbaga. Exactly. Resonating kambal. Tough love yung way nila.
Tapos, second thing is, dahil benefits ng Italy about sa health, nagagawa ko siya dito more often than the Philippines kasi dito 3 times ko siyang ginagawa. And every time, panibagong filter siya. Always a fresh filter. So, yung quality ng, although siya, hindi natin dinadown yung sa Pilipinas, pero
of course
maganda yung nagiging paglinis dito dahil syempre na rin nga napondohan ng gobyerno dito. And then yung last, kung sa Pilipinas parang piyesta tayo sa dialysis.
Like yung may dito, madaming tao,
yung madaming pagkain din actually.
Okay. Dito?
Ayun. Dito kasi, bali dito, medyo distance yung mga pasyente.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon. Tapos, wala na kaming kasama sa loob. Hindi kagaya sa Pilipinas, may mga kanya-kanya pa yung bit-bit na ano. Sabihin natin na another mag-help. Ganyan. Mm-hmm. Na magbabantay during dialysis. Dito, on our own na. Tapos, limited din habang nasa dialysis. It's parang isang cup lang ng either tea or coffee.
Ang pwede
mo i-drink. Yung or tubig ang pwede mo i-drink. Tapos, pipili ka kung i-accompany mo yun ng biscuits or crackers, ganyan. So, yun lang talaga. Kasi
pero
nga...
Pero talaga sila dito. I yun, mean, in their way, let's just say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yun yung restrictions nila para din talaga maging, sabi nila, effective yung dialysis.
Mm-mm-mm. Which is, oo nga, pareho mo siyang na-experience, pareho mo namang na-appreciate yung both sides.
Sobra.
Mm-mm. May kanya-kanya din talaga katangian. So, moving forward, Kambal, I think, alam mo yun, as human beings, it's normal to have zillions of questions about life and everything in between. I know you had your own sets of questions, but I believe that we build trust in unanswered questions. Alam mo yun, minsan kasi may mga bagay na kino-question natin kasi hindi natin maintindihan. Pero in those questions, unanswered questions, we build trust. Kasi dun din na we build yung faith natin. So, do you think your relationship with our Creator helps you to build trust? Like, you think that also helps you to never give up on hope that one day you'll be ready for a transplant?
Balikambal, kasi itong journey ng aking transplant, talagang nag-revolve siya too many times na kailangan mag-trust ako and mag-rely dun sa plan ni God para sa akin. Kasi during pa lang nung pagdating ko sa Vijayabano, actually, nag-start na yung process actually ng pag-enlist sa akin dun sa sa recipients ng ng kidney or ng transplant. Pero naging madugo yung process kasi during the visits may mga na-discover pa sila na iba pang mga complications and everything. Tapos meron ding mga bagay, may mga pagkakataon na yung mediko ko ay hindi niya na po-provide yung kailangan ng mga doktor na pinagpapasahan niya sa akin. So bilang mag-isa akong pumupunta sa mga check-ups na yon, it was very stressing, pero still dahil nga yun yung pinagdadasal kasi ever since na lang ma-diagnose, pinagdadasal siya na dumating sa panahon nga na ma-receive yung blessing na yon. Nagpatuloy tayo and hanggang sa ayun na nga from Vijayabano na-transfer to Bologna for personal reasons. And no una talaga actually, Kambal, dahil dun sa process na naganap sa Vijayabano, medyo naging traumatic.
Natakot ka na mag-try?
Natakot ako oo na mag-try. So for a while, hindi ako nagpalista. Pero na rin, siguro dahil na rin sa mga taong nakapaligid sa akin, prayers, saka mga advices, lalo na nga from the community.
Of course.
Nag-try ulit ako. And after ko mag-try, actually, parang after a few weeks lang, na-confirm sa akin na nasa list na ako. That was November 2019. And napatawag na nga ako for the first call, parang ganun. Kasi parang pag tinawag ka, para kang mag-audition dun, para dun sa kidney na available.
So, meron
5 or more na tao na mag-represent dun. Lahat kayo i-ready, te-test yung blood nyo.
Blood nyo? Si.
So, kung sino yung mga pinaka...
healthy.
Healthy or ready for the transplant, sila yung sasala. Every time na mapapatawag, alam mo yun, yung kaba, yung tension, pero yung hope mo nandun.
Expectations din.
Expectations, yan. So, napakalaking trust talaga na kailangan ibigay dun sa naging process. And after siguro mga 5 or 6 calls, dumating na nga. And yung time na yon, although pandemic, nung sinabi ng doktor na wala ka nang mahihiling na mas better pang kidney dito sa ibibigay sa'yo. And ikaw yung nasa number one dun sa list. Pag na-clear mo lahat yung blood testings or yung exams, eto na, yun na yun. Sa'yo na. So, kahit nasa gitna ng pandemic and may fear magkaroon ng mahawa ka sa loob ng ospital or what, binigay ko pa rin talaga yung trust. I prayed for it na before talaga ako mag-present sa ospital na kung ano yung plans niya talaga sa akin, nilip ko lahat sa kanya. Parang sabi ko nga, feeling ko kung akin to, may plan ka pa na maging purpose ko in life. Kasi before talagang live for the day. Mm-hmm. So, para talagang yung blessing afternoon na na-survive ko yung transplant na yon at hanggang sa ma-confirm na tinanggap ng body ko yung organ after the transplant. Sobra talaga. As in,
thank grabe, you, Lord.
Parang thank you, Lord, talaga.
No? Yun talaga.
Alam mo, hanggang ngayon, na-speechless ako na.
Of course. Yung feeling kasi na yun, overwhelming, yung parang alam mo lang talaga kung gaano ka ka-love ni God, no? From the moment na ma-diagnose ka of kidney failure. I know it's a rough road, pero yung guidance, no? Parang if you will be connecting the dots from the moment you were diagnosed till now, di ba? Parang the guidance
lahat ng,
is there.
Yes, lahat ng nangyari in the middle, either good or bad. May
purpose.
Connection siya, may reason, may purpose kung bakit nangyari yun.
You meant to that.
Sino makakapagsasabi na from the moment na na-diagnose ako, na nasa Palawan, Laguna ako, na yung transplant, matatanggap ko siya dito sa Bologna. Di ba?
That long journey, no? And you never give up on hope. Because you know God will never give up on you. And it shows, honestly. It shows kahit wala ka pa nun trans. Kasi I know how you serve. I know how you really give your time. And not only time, because you were doing dialysis thrice a week for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. Right, Kambal?
Yes, and 4 hours kapag good ka.
Pag-good ka, pag
pero
hindi ka naging pasaway.
Oo. Pero pag naging pasaway ka, I remember one time, in one day, they have to do 2 sessions ng 4 hours dahil
kailangan
naging pasaway.
Malinis. Oo, ayusin. Diba? And sinasabi ko to kasi since the moment na I met you, I know that you are dealing with this condition. And you know, when I think back, when I look back on the community of Vigevano, on being an SFC, you always show up on your best. You know, sometimes if you're not going to tell us or the others, like, you know, I'm doing dialysis, no? Parang hindi mo malalaman. And sometimes we're not honestly even that attentive in sense that hindi ka naman kasi mo ang may sakit when it comes to energy and vibrant. So sometimes na lang pag medyo kambal, medyo pagod na ako, ganun, bawal ako uminom when we were like eating sa mga festa, no? Bawal ako uminom nito, bawal to medyo sa akin. Doon, magiging attentive kami perke doon lang namin marirealize, ah, aspeta, like, wait a minute. Meron nga palang certain conditions si Kambal na kailangan mas maging particular siya on some things. So, ayun. I think kahit may certain condition ka all these years, hindi naman siya naging hindrance for you to show up, to serve, honestly. Especially church-based man yan or non-church-based communities. Not because you want to live your life to the fullest. Yun talaga ikaw as a soul. Sabi ko nga, vibrant soul, colorful soul. Anyway...
Sobra yung ngiti ko kasi na-appreciate ko yung ganito. Minsan talaga kailangan ng, alam mo naman yung love pool ko, words of affirmation.
Oh, ang iyong love language.
Oo, love language pala.
Well, you know me and I think I can say this because I know you. We've been friends for a long time and nagkaroon talaga tayo ng moments when, you know, you've seen me in my bestest and not so bestest. And you were there and, you know, that's just, you know, my way of saying that I appreciate you because I do. I really do. So
same.
Thank
the feeling is mutual.
I know. And so, like this particular condition, no? Let's reminisce before your transplant. So, technically, Kambal, ilang years ka nag-dialysis?
So, noong March 2020, it was the 9th year na nagda-dialysis ako.
9th year, 2020?
Yes. Then I received the transplant or the organ ng May, so 2020. So, for about 9 years and how many months?
Almost a decade. Almost a decade yung waiting, no?
Yes.
With faith, though.
Ganong katagal. Yeah, ganong katagal siya pinagdasal and hinintay with patience and everything.
So, kaya siguro when the moment na I'm going to claim it, nung nakalim mo talaga, sobrang laki, no? Nung blessing, sobrang, alam mo yun, feel na feel, hanggang bones. So, May 2020, na-receive mo yung iyong new kidney.
Yes.
So, kasi Kambal, when I met you, pareho na talaga silang hindi na po-function, right?
Totoo.
So, yung pinaltan sa'yo, or yung na-transplant sa'yo, was it the right side or the left side?
Bali first, gusto kong clear yung misconception minsan na akala nila pinaltan yung kidney.
Yung so, sa'yo nilagay sa below the belly.
Yes, below the belly. So,
yung
existing ko na maliliit na sila ngayon, dinagdagan lang, bali, inattach yung new kidney dun sa part ng urethra, mas malapit dun sa bladder. Medyo medical ano tayo, terms
course,
tayo
of
ngayon.
Of course, we are so into informations. Go on.
Tapos, nandito siya sa baba ng, malapit sa may puson actually.
Mm-mm-mm.
On my right side.
On the right side. So, right side yung sabihin nating nilagyan ng ano, pang boost, kumbaga, since hindi naman
yes.
tinanggal. Kasi I've read that very rare, yung tinatanggal, kung meron lang certain condition, talagang nilalagay lang nga daw siya below the belly, like what you said. Thank you for that information, Kambal. So, nabasa ko din, no? I've read also na, the moment you receive your transplant, kasi diba, kailangan maging, ano, kailangan tanggapin nung body mo, yung organ
yes.
mo. And from that moment, kailangan mo ng anti-rejection medicines, right? Or
yes.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Anti-rejections, which are immunosuppressants. Kasi kailangan medyo ibaba yung immune system kasi considered pa rin siya ng katawan mo as foreign object.
Foreign object.
Ganon. So, kung masyadong malakas yung immune system mo, may chance na
i-reject
siya. I-reject siya. Ng body mo. So, for the rest of my life, I have to take those anti-rejection medicines.
Okay. So, speaking of, you know, bago tanggapin talaga wholeheartedly ng body mo, yung kidney mo, yung bago.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment of the transplant, Kampal, so ilang weeks ba yung inabot mo or what sa hospital bago ka naging stable na okay, pwede ka nang umuwi kasi tinanggap na ng body mo yung kidney mo?
Mm-hmm. I remember parang on the second or third day, if I'm not taken, nag-uumpisa na mag-release. Bali, nagising kasi ako, may nakakabit pa rin na catheter sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
So, nakikita naman doon na nagre-release na ng urine yung kidney. Kasi mm-hmm. Na-filter niya na yung blood.
Na. Yes.
Oo. So, it was already a good news nung nakita na may wiwin na siya. Ganon. And although, for 2 or 3 times after nung transplant, kinailangan pa rin ako i-dialysis kasi pa syempre, chine-check pa rin nila yung creatinine level during your recovery. So, kapag medyo tumataas siya, kailangan pa rin i-filter. Kumbaga, tulungan pa rin ng outside mechanism or ng dialysis machine yung bagong kidney. Kasi syempre, namamahay.
Oo.
Namamahay pa yung kidney.
Kailangan niya muna maging stable. So, kailangan niya muna ng tulong.
Ng tulong. So, for 2 or 3 times yata after nun. Then, nung medyo stable na siya, tinry nang tanggalin yung catheter. Ayun, pinatry akong magwiwi ng mag-isa. Ayan.
Mm-mm.
Although, the transplant was considered na nila as a complete success, medyo nagkaroon pa rin ng problem dahil yung function ng sa bladder ko somewhere, bali parang naging dormant siya na hindi kayang ma-release yung wiwi agad-agad. So, until now, mayroong mga ginagawa, therapy and everything para matulungan siya. Pero the kidney is in good condition. Every time na magko-control kami, magaganda yung results.
Thank God.
And alam mo yun, every time that I make PP in the CDR, yes, very rewarding sa akin kasi alam kong nagpa-function siya.
Yeah, I mean, I can see on your face, you're glowing na talagang ngiti-ngiti ka kasi almost a decade yung pinag-intay mo, Kambal. Diba for that? Wow. What a jerk. So, speaking of transplant, so anong idea mo about your donor?
Actually, the only information na binigay nga sa akin, aside from very healthy yung kidney, at wala siyang history ng kumbaga other disease na pwedeng maipasa, kasi meron daw tendency na ganun minsan, halimbawa diabetic yung may-ari ng kidney, may tendency na, tama yung pagkakaintindi ko, baka mamaya language barrier or something, pero may mga chances na may ma-accumulate ka na something from that donor. Pero sinabi nila, clear yung history, maganda yung health condition o ano. The other information was, it was from a 49-year-old cadaver.
Mm.
Ayun. So, it may sound parang bad, pero naging thankful na rin din siguro ako. Kung pwede nga lang, no, yung kagaya nung sa movie, yung imit mo yung family ng donor. I would love to do that. Kasi syempre, sobrang thankful ako. Pero due to siguro law ng Italy, hindi nila binibigay information.
Well, you can always thank them in your prayers as you always do naman. Especially yung nasa taas na, di ba? Because I think you're a continuation of his or her purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You're an extension of his or her life. Anyway, Kambal, speaking of, you know, informations, ikaw lang yung personally mo, how do you view this this donor as a person? Meron ka bang like idea or nai-imagine mo, na-view mo siya like this, you know? Like, alam mo yung when you are praying, no, for gratitude, ano yung na-view mo? Just curious.
Actually, meron ako parang I have an image of someone na parang a woman feeling
ko. I knew it. That's why I asked you this question. Kasi I knew it that na-imagine mo siya in some way. So, okay, go on. A woman?
A woman with blonde curly hair na medyo medium length, ganyan, parang hanggang neck. Parang yun yung Caucasian, actually. Yun yung na-imagine ko na ano. Feeling ko din, so ano, vibrant siya. Kasi parang, vibrant na nga dati ako. Parang nadagdagan nga yung, ano ko.
Pagka-vibrant mo. Yung energy.
Pagka-vibrant ko. Although, siguro scientifically, walang connection. Pero, for me, yun yung naramdaman ko ever since na tinanggap ko siya sa loob ng katawan ko.
Feeling ko ha, without scientific or what, personally, I think you are now both connected, no?
Yeah, so, in some way.
Yes. So, feeling ko, Kambal, if you feel those sensations, maybe not all of it, but I think part of it will be true. Kasi ramdam mo yan eh. And then I think sometimes when we are praying, tapos may nai-imagine tayo, alam mo yun, malay mo.
Mm-hmm.
Yung nai-imagine mo is, you know, her way of saying na, I'm glad that nagkaroon pa ako ng purpose. Diba? I mean, yes. Personally for me. Diba? Scientific or what? Alam mo naman, yung mga thought process ko sometimes. Anyway, Kambal. So, hindi ka na, you're not doing any dialysis right now kasi stable na yung kidney mo.
Yeah. From the time na na-release na ako from the hospital, from the transplant, wala na. As in, never na ulit. No more needles.
Yeah, no more needles and more time and freedom. Kasi,
totoo.
4 hours, Kambal. Like, imagine mo taking back that 4 hours for you. Diba?
Totoo. Ayun nga. Tsaka talagang freedom of time kasi 'di ba dati parang pag may mga time na naghahanap ako ng trabaho always lagi din yung problema yung time eh.
Mm-hmm.
So ngayon talagang sobrang laki. Sobrang laki na nagawa na nawala sa akin yung 4 hours in 3 times a week na yan. Parang I'm free. Kaya nga nung nagkaroon din ako ng time aside mm-hmm. from nakapag-work ako, in-enjoy ko na makapag-travel din for long weekends.
Kasi
yun yung hindi ko nagagawa dati.
Oo, kasi kailangan kong bumalik na. Kasi Monday or Tuesday may dialysis. Alam mo yung when we are planning.
Usually dati MWF yung dialysis ko. So if I do dialysis ng Friday ng morning, kailangan nakabalik na ako ng Sunday night. Kasi Monday morning may session na ulit. Aga-aga, hospital mm-hmm. ulit.
Kasi tanda ko one time, I don't know kung saan conference tayo galing. I think Rome. Yung parang, tanda mo ba yung nag-taxi tayo pa-uwi? Or I don't know.
Mm.
Tanda mo yun? Kasi on Monday, kinabukasan, kailangan mo talagang mag-dialysis. So talagang uuwi talaga kami ni Kambal. Uuwi kami kasi hindi niya pwedeng maligtangan yung dialysis niya.
Oo, from Rome tayo nun.
Ah, diba? Rome. Oo, ay, kasi red tayo nun eh.
True.
No, I mean, okay, sorry, may go on.
No, late na rin kasi natapos yung conference sa Rome. Tapos, syempre yung biyahe natin from Rome to Milan kasi delegates tayo ng Milan. Tapos babalik pa tayo ng Bijevan.
Oh, yun nga, medyo tanda ko yun. Kaya sabi ko, alam ko Mondays talaga yung dialysis mo kasi for that certain period na naalala ko na ginawa talaga natin yung makakaya natin na makauwi.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, Kambal, so wala ka ng dialysis pero madami ka pa rin check-ups kasi nga, of course, kasi kailangan pa rin i-monitor yung ibang organs mo, parang ganun. Or yung mm-hmm. mas malapit yung functions sa kidney, right? So nakikita yeah. mo din yung mga doctors mo.
Oo. Actually, dati, nag-start siya parang every other week. Tapos ngayon, yung pinaka-last ko, nagkaroon ako ng check-up nitong November. Ang next na schedule sa akin is for February na. So,
oh my God!
Ganun, oo.
Ganun na siya.
Ganun na agad. Kasi nakita nila na maganda yung improvement. So, from time to time na lang, parang merong akong check-up ng sanguine siya. Yung sa gitna nung kontrolo. Para mm-hmm. lang ma-sure na yung dosage ko nung anti-rejection is ano, nasa tama pa.
Nasa tama pa. Okay.
Pero I don't need to see the doctor. Just yung blood. Lang.
Grabe, sobrang game changer yun, no? From lagi, almost. Like, every week pala talaga for dialysis and such. Uh-oh. No? Ang dami mga free time. Go and travel. Enjoy more life, Kambal.
Lalong-lalo na siguro kapag nawala tong ano, pandemic. My God. Ito pa nga lang, may pandemic na kung saan saan na nakakarating. Paano pa kaya? I'm looking forward for that day. And sana makasama kita one of, ano, no? One or more of those travels.
Let's remake our travels again together. Ilagay natin sa madaming bucket list.
Yes, go.
Bucket list. Wanderlust. So, Kambal, being a vessel of another life, how do you view your life after the transplant? Is something shifted before and after?
Mm-hmm. Ako, parang after this transplant, after God has given me another chance in life, mas naging hopeful ako kung ano pa yung mga maaaring mangyari. Kasi before talagang nakasalalay lang kung matatransplant ba ako or hindi.
Mm-mm.
Ngayon, parang free. Free kang mag-dream. Free kang gawin. Magplano kung anong gusto mong gawin.
To live.
And, to live. Mm-hmm. Ayan. And sobrang na-enjoy ko na nararamdaman ko na kung ano yung nararamdaman ng mga normal na tao na nagtatrabaho. Na
may oras para not for dialysis, ganun.
Oo, nag-spend ng time para sa ibang bagay other than dialysis. And ayun nga, yung liberty na makapag-enjoy after ng work na talagang iba kasi yung ano eh, iba yung enjoy na dati na although nakapag-travel ako or nagagawa ko yung mga bagay, iba kapag ginawa mo yun after days of work.
Of course.
Rewarding.
Oo. Sobra yung appreciation mo, no?
Totoo.
To the fullest.
To the fullest. Talagang nanamnamin mo talaga kasi pinaghirapan mo.
I love hearing that, Kambal, kasi sometimes, you know, for those people na parang pag sobrang pagod sa trabaho, reklamo, ikaw, you're so grateful kasi pagod ako, ang rewarding nung susunod kong gagawin after work. Wow. Ganda ng mindset na yan. Maraming may matututunan dyan. Alam mo yung,
sana.
Yung pause after, ano, after work, instead of spending it sa kaka-complain, yung sayo, you're spending it to plan kung paano mo siya ma-enjoy since you are not working. I like that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi natin siya sa, take note natin yan. Anyway, Kambal, so I love asking this question as my finale question. So in this time of, you know, still uncertain for how long we'll still be, you know, dealing with the pandemic, and daming anxiety triggers. So for my last question, what's your top three joy triggers?
For now, talagang ang mga nagpapasaya sa akin. Syempre, una-una to yung catching up with friends.
Yes, I resonate. So,
sobrang, ako, siguro kung makikita nila ako, simula kanina yung ngiti ko, parang naka-plastered na sa mukha ko.
Likewise, Kambal, nakita mo pa ako.
So, sobrang na-enjoy ko. And isa pa din sa nag-trigger ng joy sa akin is, actually, ngayon, food. Ang babaw, pero ewan ko, iba yung dalang joy sa akin ng pagkain.
Wala ka na kasing limitations at some point, oh, ha? Of course.
Siya, parang may limitations, pero
Unlike before,
oo. Ayun, syempre, as before, yung talagang nag-trigger sa akin ng joy, kapag nalalaman ko na na-appreciate ako or I made an impact to a person.
Mm.
Parang ang taba lagi ng puso ko kapag ganun. Kapag nalalaman ko talaga na ay, napansin niya yung ganung bagay na ginawa ko for him or her, or na-appreciate niya yung simple gestures ko, ganun. Sobrang masaya ako pag na-appreciate ako ng tao.
Well, I understand. That's normal. Ang sarap na yakap nun eh. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung appreciation din. Not because you are expecting it din naman talaga. Siguro yun nga yun, yung mga unexpected appreciations, no? Yun yung talagang ramdam mo kasi hindi mo alam na ganun pala yung impact mo nga sa iba. So, I can feel that. I can feel kung paano mo yun na-enjoy, Kambal. I can feel and I can see it sa ating video. Thank you so much for your top three joy triggers. And Kambal, just to wrap up this episode, I just want you to know that since you love this kind of thing, but you know that I appreciate you, even me without telling it to you every day. But since I know that you like it, maybe I will do it more. Kambal, you go on.
No, although sabi ko nga sa'yo sa message natin before, kilala naman kita na hindi ka talaga mapala-reply sa mga message. Pero I know na parang kahit ganun, yung friendship, alam ko basta siguro magkita lang tayo or magka-connect lang tayo kagaya nito. Parang walang nagbago. Alam mo yun?
Parang walang nagdaan na hindi tayo nagkamustahan. Alam mo yun, parang kahapon lang nagkita.
Mm-hmm.
It's the connection. I think pag deep yung connection mo sa isang tao, you will always have it eh.
Kaya
nga. Ayun.
Eh, kambal nga kasi tayo. Kaya ganun kadip yung connection.
Hindi magkadikit yung kidney natin, pero yung puso natin magkadikit, di ba?
Oo.
Yan, di ba?
Palitin
tayo ng appreciation, Kambal. Anyway, Kambal, I want you to know that you are a vessel of another life. You are a recipient of a very precious gift. But most of all, you are a continuation of a purpose and another journey. Nasa'yo lahat yan, Kambal. Tinataglay mo yan. And thank you so, 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 so much for your time and your story. Thank you for gracing us with your presence today. And you know, I love you. And thank you so much for saying yes, Kambal.
Yes, I love you too.
I love you and I appreciate you always. You know that. And I'm proud of the you are becoming pa. You know, I love how I see you enjoying life based on your stories and based on your glow. Alam mo yun, yung nakikita kong sparkle ng eyes mo is I know that because you are grateful for this life, you are enjoying it to the fullest.
Alam mo, hearing that from you, parang bigla ko tuloy na naisip na gusto ko tuloy talaga ma-maximize yung extension na yun ng part ng someone else para talagang maging worth it yung pagkabigay sa akin.
Yeah,
be praying for that.
Of course. And lagi nga natin sinasabi sa SFC, no, Kambal? We pray for it and we claim it. Alam mo yung nandun yung faith to claim it. Kasi I know, we both know na kung ano man yung nalalasap mo ngayon is because you deserve it. 100%.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Kambal. Hey, let's catch up, no? Personally. Pagka wala na ulit mga yellow zone or kung anong mang zone yan. Thank you, Kambal. Thank you so much for your time. It's a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine.
Bye, Kambal. Bachone, bachone.
Bye, mga karisimimie.
Thank you so much. Bye. In this season of great joy, of hope, and love, this kamustahan reminds me that sometimes the greatest gift one can receive is not only an extension of life that is given, but also a continuation of a purpose and the journey.
That's it for today's episode, you guys. Thank you so, so much again for listening. If you want to know more about Jazzy, you can do so by checking him out on his social media, Jazzy Palehon on Facebook, bb.jazzy, that's beta beta dot Jazzy on Instagram, and he's also sharing videos on YouTube at bb.jazzy Palehon. I'll catch you in the next episode, you guys, and as always, wear a mask, keep safe, and I'm praying for you. Love and light, Karisim Miei.